Classic example in recent times of heavy metal pollution was when the war was going on in Kosovo. Nobody was actually looking at what was going on the ground that wasn't exploding. But actually what was going on the ground was just as devastating. They have got a series of smelters there that involve lead and zinc. They use lignite to produce power. Now, lignite is the worst of all coals. It's got very high sulfur, very low energy per tonne of material, so it produces lots of acid in terms of acid rain. The material then that's being polluted with the production of the smelter and the lignite power stations covers 10 kilo hectares of land around Kosovo. The suburbs of the town called Mitrovica actually have the mine dumps right on the outskirts of the suburbs. The mine dumps then, because we're dealing with sulfidic ores, are naturally producing sulfuric acid. The air in that particular town then, 1989, for 351 days of the year, was above, what's the TLV? 300 threshold limit value. Yep. For the concentration it's allowed for lead in the air. The normal value was 32 times the threshold limit value, and at one particular stage it then was 0.1 milligrams per meter cubed of lead, which is a phenomenal value. The river that's nearby carries up to 100 kilograms of lead per hour in it. The agricultural soils nearby contain 0.7 of a gram of lead per kilogram of soil. The recommended value should be below 20 milligrams per kilogram. If you grow vegetables on such highly contaminated soils, they then take in the lead, so these guys then contain 20 times the normal value. And the people typically eat 15 times the average daily limit for lead. Now, lead, as we're going to see in terms of its toxicity characteristics, is not good stuff at all. And so these poor people then are breathing it in, they're eating it in, and the water that they're sourcing, they're drinking it in. So it's pretty high.